Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and they ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. It's a lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the recording has started.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
you, super fantastic family. December 2nd. Along with.
Good morning, TNT. I hope y'all can hear me a whole lot better than we heard Ray. So, let me see. Ray, you still there? We're only getting every other word, if you want.
That again. All right.
Let me see. Oh. Wait, I can hear you now, though. Go ahead.
I'm getting tired of Blog Talk. I'll be glad we get rid of it altogether. All right, go ahead.
All right, we got an echo now, just so you know. But I was going to say, you sent out, you put something in the form, or you did?
No. Okay. No. No.
All right. Well, good morning, TNT. What is today? Today is Wednesday. And just so everybody know, I'm not really, really excited. Excuse me. Only because I didn't get anything from Texas. You know, this slow walking behind the bus, Texas. But other than that, everything is super fantastic. So here's the latest and the greatest. So you guys will know. Things are moving forward. Somebody is always asking me about Iraq and the mosque and the banks and the markets. And I don't know why, because they usually tell you when something's happening in the banks and the markets and everything. Well, something's happening. Okay? Sue, wait a minute. I forgot to find out if I was even supposed to tell you all that. Sometimes they tell me stuff and they get mad when I tell you. Anyway, yes, there was information in the mosque. It did give them a rate, their new rate. It did give them a let's get started. It did give the market people a date when they should have all their price changes completed. So, do I know what all those are? Absolutely. I'm just waiting to see if I get a phone call. But they did call and tell me that. Anyway, I can tell you guys this. It is, okay, it is all scheduled before Christmas, like they said the other day. According to this information, it is all scheduled before Christmas to get this party started, which is a great thing. Remind me to tell you guys why it's such a great thing, besides just getting paid. But it's a great thing. So, banks did work. Banks had meetings with Treasury. They're discussing everything. They're having meetings every day, multiple meetings every day. So our Treasury guy, the Treasury people who are talking with the banks, have both told them the exact same thing, which is somewhere in the next 5 to 7 days, about Friday, this thing could be started. Started. We could be well on our way. But the goal is still before Christmas. So now we done went 5 to 7 days from now. Somewhere in there it could start. Some looking as early as Friday it could start. Iraq is telling their people this is what needs to be done, and this is the date, and that date is before Christmas, just so you know. They're telling them that their prices in the marketplace and everything needs to be changed. They're giving them a transition period to do it in. And if it's not done at that time, their businesses will be shut down. They'll be put out of business because they're stealing from the people after that fact. So that was a lot of confusing information. Should lead to a lot of good questions, I think. But here's a really good thing. We keep seeing the RV's already done. They've done everything they need to do. The banks are being told any day now. They're waiting on it, and now they have picked a complete buy date to change all their prices in the market. The only thing that needs to happen, I think, and could have been the point all along, I'm not sure, but tell you what makes sense, is the fact that they're talking about doing the stimulus package before Christmas, and the fact that the old one runs out the day after Christmas, the new one can be announced before Christmas, be put into effect before Congress goes on vacation, and the RV itself can be hidden in the new stimulus package where everybody gets to spend money, so it's really not seen. I said, that could be it. I don't know. It's perfect timing. We'll see what happens. They've submitted the package, bipartisan package, again, that McConnell refuses to sign, still says it's too much, but says it'll be done by this date before they go on vacation. So we'll wait and see. Is that what we were waiting for the whole time, for them to agree on the package and get it started? All right. Let's get this party started here, right? Oh, wait. Before we start, sorry. Let me do this before I forget. Country Girl's husband, Kelly, happy 42nd anniversary today. Congratulations. You guys have been married longer than I have, and that seems like forever. So, congratulations. Sorry. All right, Ray, let's get started.
Okay, River Rat says, is the UST trying to move this to 2021 and make it a taxable event?
No.
Okay. Cosmo says, help me clarify an issue. It seems we almost have a contradiction. We have been told it is over with Iraq and it is up to the U.S. Treasury, or the president. But then we are focused on all events going on in Iraq. If it is a done deal in Iraq, why are we so interested in their almost daily activities? Thank you for your help.
Okay, that's a good question. What else we got to be interested in? Everything's moving forward, makes it better for Iraq, makes it better for their country. It preserves our money when it does happen. And every time they do something right, should give us even more confidence that it's done, because there's nothing that's being required. It's just business that they're doing. Other than that, you're absolutely right. All you got to do is sit back, wait for somebody to call you and tell you that it's over. Okay. What's next?
Scotto. Did Tony place the article about the Vanderbilts in the forum? If so, where? If not, can it be placed there?
I didn't place
no.
it in the forum. What?
Go ahead.
I didn't place it in the forum. I think Tish was, because I sent her the link, and she asked me, but I did place it in, I did tweet it out for everybody. So it is in Twitter.
That's right.
Okay.
So, Scotto, you can go to twitter.com/THE_TNT_TEAM. And if you're not already following, which is what you should have been doing, but if you're not, you can still scroll down and you can see it and click on it and pull it that way. Because it's still there on our Twitter page. Pathfinder says, oh, wait a minute. Oh, have we heard any more about the Sterling situation?
No, I haven't been looking into it. Nobody sent me anything from Sterling. So that's something you guys are going to have to go to that FBI site or something and fill it out. And they're supposed to be sending people updates who are involved in it.
All right. Blue Angeles says, all across the country, COVID cases are rising beyond hospitals' available space. Why are you sure they will allow us in banks when some cities will be in lockdown and situations are getting critical?
Well, maybe that's why they're completing it. I'm not 100% sure of anything. I can tell you the banks are there. They have a plan of action for it, and they're ready to apply it. But things could change today, tomorrow, anything. We had 2,597 deaths yesterday, if you guys didn't look. More than any other day except one day in March when we first found out. So the numbers aren't going down. They're absolutely going up. They have warned everybody that after Thanksgiving, 2 weeks after Thanksgiving, the numbers would go up because the number of people that traveled and did everything else. People, you know, didn't take precautions. And they say it's going to happen again after Christmas. But what they're also saying is they're not going to shut the country down like they did last time. They're shutting down certain industries, certain areas. The banks aren't one of them. Fortunately, they're going to be protecting themselves doing these exchanges. Everybody else will go back to what the bank did before. Drive ups, use your ATMs, set specific appointments. The banks didn't shut down when we shut down last time. Not completely. They won't this time. So we'll see what happens. I think they have a plan. We'll see if it works. All right, what's next?
Judy Blue Eyes. Tony, you have mentioned in the past a program where the government helps to pay the monthly rate for disabled veterans to have housing expenses. I wanted to find out where I can secure this information, as housing these veterans is one of my projects.
I don't know if you have to Google VA housing programs. I can't remember the name of the program. That's right. Somebody will send it to me in a minute. Because other people did look it up. But, yes, they do, in fact, pay you to house veterans. And it is an ongoing program. The program's actually been around for years. And I know a couple of people that make it over $20,000 a month just renting out rooms to veterans and disabled veterans. But somebody will send it to us a little bit. Okay. I'll read it.
Sunstar says, when filing for a foundation, is there a certain category that a charitable foundation falls under to be considered a national and international? Yes. And whoever you hire to do that should know how to do all that, filings and things of that nature. We don't get into time to talk to you, teach you about how to file and create your entities. Number two.
Hold on for a second, right? So the question was, because you got mumbled up there, is there certain filings you have to do to make a trust or a foundation international versus national? That was the question, and your answer was yes, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not getting all into trying to tell somebody how to do that. That's what you pay in service providers for. They do that.
Yeah, that's okay. I just wanted to know that was the question, though. Because it got mumbled up. Couldn't hear it. All right, go ahead.
Right. Number two, are you hearing any banking or dinar news from Canadian neighbors?
No. I haven't talked to any Canadian banks or I haven't talked to my global trader up there in a while because I guess we've been getting good information. So, no.
Okay. All right, Nikki Suss says, what would be the best way to get your tithe to church? Of course, from the RV. I'm going to leave that alone. You can respond.
I don't know. Just give it to them. What do you mean? You're trying to give a church some money, then get a tax write-off?
I don't know. That's why I said I'm leaving that one alone.
Okay. All right. Well, let's
Baby Girl says, okay. G Baby Girl says, if the Electoral College somehow goes in favor for number 45, how or will this impact the release of the RV? I didn't even need to read that.
Yeah, because I don't think it will impact the release. I think they're going to do it regardless. And I tell you, Electoral College has a vote on what, December the 13th? So the date is, well, hopefully it's this Friday and it just happens before then. But the date that they're giving the Iraq, or their people in Iraq already, and this was on the billboards in the mosque, just so you guys know, when they went in there, was there, telling them by this date, all the rates should be changed, is actually after the 13th, but it's before Christmas. So we'll see what happens. But I don't think it's going to affect it one way or the other. That's just the time frame they were waiting for. And I think it has more to do with being around this approval or stimulus package so it could blend in, if it's anything, because now that we know it, the package is out there, $984 billion, which is a far, far cry from the $2 trillion that the Democrats wanted. But they did have a bipartisan agreement on it so far, and the fact that McConnell still won't bring it to the floor, even though 9 Republicans voted for it, who are part of the committee that came up with it. So we'll just see what happens as far as that goes. All right, what's next?
81 Blue says, it's been a while since we mentioned the potential for short-term spike in the dinar exchange rate as hedge funds and others became active after the RV takes place. Do you still have the same level of confidence this will occur?
Oh, yeah. But, guys, it doesn't matter to us. I mean, our contract rate, treasury rates, are above whatever that spike is going to be. So if you go get paid, this is where it does matter to us, okay? If you go and do your exchange, I stopped because I wanted to think, should I even tell some of you guys this? Because I know you're going to mess it up. You're going to end up losing money. But
yeah, you better leave it out there.
If the rate comes out at $4, guys, and you already got paid $28 or $16 or $18 or even $12, and you're paid, can you go back in and now go on Forex or go with TD Ameritrade or go with any of the other ones, open accounts, and go back in and buy at $4? Absolutely. Wait until it runs up to $8, $12 and get paid all over again? That's legitimate double dipping. That's making money with your money, doubling and tripling your money within a 10, 15-day time frame, if you're paying attention. If you get your account open, get your money in there, and say, this is what I want to do, I don't care if it's at $6, and it goes up to $8, and you get out, you made money. If you put $6 million in, it went up to $8, you just made $2 million in 2 days, 5 days, whatever it is, and get back out. But, yeah, there's going to be a lot of money made in that spike if you're smart. Now, here's our saving grace, and you'll know before it happens. Our committee guy told us they had cutoffs going up, so it didn't go up too fast. There's a planned accession, and they have cutoffs coming down. Each day, if it goes below this percent, they're going to cut off trading that day. So the bottom wouldn't just fall out. But you got to be paying attention. All right, Ray.
Okay, Vice Streams says, I understand that in order to participate in the IMF investment, you have to have a lot of money and be invited to invest via their platform. But how would it work if you've completed your exchange and leveraged the majority of your funds to stay in the bank in order to get the highest exchange rate and highest interest.
It's easy. It would work with whatever you didn't leverage. If you have enough or you don't. You want to put something in. You form a group or you don't. Yeah, the money really isn't the thing. The money isn't the thing with any platform. I mean, well, it is. I mean, they're not just going to take, you know, somebody got a million, 2 million. That's not what they're looking for. They're looking for high numbers. But I tell you, you guys can form groups or a trust or whatever, reach those high numbers and get involved one if you're lucky enough to. But harder question than forming the group or even having 100 million on the side or 200, whatever you have, is getting invited. That's the hard part. But I don't care if you do have it. If your wealth manager doesn't have the connections to get you in or you don't know somebody, that's not their expertise, that's going to be your hard part, doing that. So I'd be concerned with that. I would simply, you know, IMF is looking to raise $1 trillion, he said. So there's going to be some opportunities. They're going to have to put the word out there somewhere, whether it's through the banks or it's through individuals like we know are trying to get it done. So have your wealth managers go out there and look for it. See what it is, and then see, even as the bank itself, do you have enough people here at the bank who want to get involved in that I can be part of your group and ask the bank to do that for you? There's a lot of ways to do it. Well, you have to think about it and then push them to go out there and make it happen for you. They're making money. You're making money. Why not? All right, what's next?
All right, we're going to live callers.
Okay.
And, you know, on the last call, a caller suggested we go to the bottom of the list and work up instead of start at the top, which made no sense to me, but I decided I'm going to go ahead and do it. So I'm going to go to the bottom of the list, and first caller, 404, error code. You're on.
Okay.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you very much. Appreciate this. Good afternoon to you, and good morning to you, Tony. Appreciate all the information that you have shared with us, and I'd like to, if I may, get a little bit, narrow it down just a shade. With your comment that it is in the MOS now, when did they actually start getting that message to the folks by way of the MOS? How long have they been doing it?
I got the call yesterday, so that's all I can tell you. Yesterday,
okay.
In the MOS, and you know, we call it a whiteboard, but he said it was actually an electronic board that's in the MOS now, because they use electronic boards. Okay.
Okay. And are they having, you know, at one time they had installed like big TV boards in the various, you know, squares and the like throughout town. Have those been erected again and they're sharing the message that way as well? Or are they just relying by way of the mosque and word of mouth?
Okay. He didn't tell me anything about TV boards or anything else. He just said it was in the mosque. It was on the board when they walked in. But let me tell you this, because I don't know if I did tell you. Well, I did tell you. I did tell you that it had a rate. I said, this is the new rate, which is great.
And that was one of my questions. Were you given permission
today,
to share the rate as it shows over there?
I don't know, but I haven't gotten a phone call yet because he did give it to me yesterday. He might not be talking to me today. I don't know. But anyway, here's the good thing, though. He said they were, this is in the Kurdistan region. So he said they were waiting for the rest of the country to catch up with them. But you've been in it long enough, like some other people, to know we've always gotten information out of Kurdistan that was 2 or 3 days earlier than Baghdad. Always, since we started this, we got that. So that happened yesterday. Kurdistan agreed with Baghdad on the budget yesterday, and they still want the 17%. So that happened yesterday, which was a good day. Today we're hearing that we should see all this in the next couple of days, which means Baghdad should be caught up. So a lot of it is coinciding with each other as far as that goes. Rate mm-hmm. that, Baghdad. They announced something else today, too. I forgot. I'll remember it. Go ahead.
You just said you remembered what else they announced. Are you going to tell us that?
No, I said I will remember it because it was something else
oh.
I was going to tell you.
Okay.
I got lost, though. Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll keep trying to jog your memory so that you will remember that. There have been other things coming through, and this is where I'm wondering, are we in the era of smoke and mirrors? Because there have been articles coming out that the people are congregating in the public squares and that they are angry that they're rioting. Are your sources saying that that's true, or are they congregating and it's more that they're getting set to celebrate?
No, it was true. They haven't got paid. They want to get paid. They don't want it delayed. And believe me, the square where they're congregating, again, is in Kurdistan. And they wanted them to make an agreement with Baghdad, and they made an agreement yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
of it, not only did they make an agreement, but they told their people, if Baghdad doesn't pay you this month, we're going to pay you anyway. We're going to go get the money ourselves, get a loan, and we're going to pay you regardless, just to calm them down. And they made the agreement so they didn't drag it out when they sent their people. So all that was significant. And they put it, again, in their mosque, in their area, and they told them we're waiting for Southern Iraq to catch up, for the rest of the country to catch up with us.
Mm-hmm.
Which they thought would happen by this date in December.
Right. I was going to say, you've given us plenty of dots. We'll just try to connect them all. And when you get the word that you can share what they're showing on the rates, we appreciate and thank you in advance for sharing that with us as well. Don't want to get you in trouble, but it would be nice if they're listening now and we'll, you know, text you or something, say, sure, give them the rate, because you've given us at least some windows to be looking at. In 10 days, whenever this happens, we know that's when our TNT super fantastic Pay It Forward project will be happening. It looks like that will be a good Christmas for one and all, both giving and getting.
Well, guess what? I'm going to give you your Christmas present right now. The rate on the board is $3.37. I just didn't want to give the actual date when this is all supposed to be done, just in case. But I'm telling you, it's before Christmas. But the rate was $3.37. is what they broadcast to them.
We appreciate it. Well, counting down before Christmas, I mean, you know, we're talking 3 weeks plus or minus a day or so. So appreciate it. Thank you ever so much. Merry Christmas. It looks like it's going to be a great year. Thank you ever so much.
All right. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Greg.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tony. Take care. Bye-bye.
360.
If you guys post any of that on the internet, make sure you say Ray told you, just in case. All right,
good.
Walt.
Yo. Hey, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt. How you doing?
All right, sir.
Hey. Man, what are you doing down at the bottom?
Well, what's the old saying? I've been down so long, it looks like up to me.
Oh. Hey, what's going on?
That was an old song. Anyway. I guess I'm curious about a couple of things, Tony, real quick. Now, before there was some talk about taking pictures of your currency, whether you validated them or not, by, you know, going through the 7 points and all that. As far as you're concerned, do you advise or are you going to take pictures of the dinar before you turn them in?
Look, I'm just not going through all that, guys. I believe in the system, I believe, in where I got my currency from already. I don't think anybody's going to intentionally be trying to cheat me. People might miscount, but I think with the quantity that I have, they're going to run it through a Delarue machine anyway, because nobody's going to sit there and count each note like that, but we're going to be there for a while. And I don't see them doing that each and every day. So I'm really not that concerned with it. I don't know about just throwing it in a bag and, hey, they'll count it over there and do that. No, we're not going to do that. But because I want a receipt for it. And more than anything, it doesn't matter because I counted my own. And I've counted it before I walk in there with it, and I'm going to know exactly what it is. I already know what to look for because I've known for years. And it makes sense that I would check my own currency before I took it in there. And the fact that I've done what I told you guys to do, I already took mine to Citibank and had them run it through the Delarue machine when there was no line, no concentration, nobody's in a hurry. I did that. So, no, I'm not going to be doing that during the exchange. I'm going in there to get my money.
Okay, fair enough. Now, this is probably the most important thing that I can think of as far as these next 7 days. In the seventh day, almost sounds biblical, doesn't it? In the seventh day,
yes,
it's my birthday. So, not that that's a biblical proportion, but the fact that I lived this long is somewhat of a miracle. I agree, but all that stuff and thing, I would hope that I remember what I did last year, and of course, it kind of opened you up to the same request from several other people, but that was a very special birthday for me last year. Of course, the fact that your wife made it so special by singing to me, I never forgot that. And I, in fact, the one message I still have on the answering machine is yours when you called me back that time. And so, I just, if we do get to next Wednesday, I'm not going to make the same request. I think, you know, pushing your luck is not a good thing. And I'm certainly put you in a bad spot. So anyway, all the best for the next week. If the original thing you heard did, that might be the question. Do you, anything when we were thinking first to the third, anything that you heard on this stuff that would make tomorrow not possible?
No, tomorrow is possible. Absolutely possible. Friday is absolutely possible. But so is Saturday and Sunday. So the date, I'm telling you guys, this could actually happen any day. The only reason I even brought in the stimulus package is because they were talking about this morning, because the committee has an agreement, 985, and the Democrats have already agreed, and it's less than half of what they wanted, because they started at $3 trillion, $2 trillion, and they're saying, okay, we take this. McConnell said it's still too much, but we're going to do something before we go on break. Or they're not going to go on break. So, what day does Congress go on break? We can look for something before then. I will tell you that in Iraq, in Kurdistan, they are telling the people to start changing their prices yesterday in the markets. Have it done by this date, or we will shut your business down.
Okay. Well, that settled that. Gentlemen? Thank you very much.
But
I appreciate it. And I hope that the gentleman,
the
one that go to the bottom of the bottom of the list. I almost said bottom of the barrel.
Wait.
That we try to make our questions, and I can't speak for Bus Lady, and I can't speak for Danny, but I just tried to make it brief, best I could. Have a great day, you two. And again, thank you very much.
I was like, what are you trying to say about them two? Hey, wait. So she's not going to sing for you this year? Look, she can tell you happy birthday for next Wednesday.
Happy birthday.
There you go.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good day, you guys.
All right, sir.
All right. Thanks, dude.
Thanks. Take care.
You bet.
281 area code. You're on.
Well, hello, Ray. Hello, Tony. And no, I'm not going to be short. I'm going to be long. How y'all doing?
Okay.
You guys doing okay?
I'm super fantastic. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Okay. I do have a couple of questions. Just to clarify, to make sure I understand,
uh-oh,
other than the rate and the date that you shared about what they shared in the mosque, the price changes in the market, are that the services and goods, or are those the exchange places where you go and exchange your currencies? Is that the market you're talking about? What market are you talking about?
Services and goods, absolutely.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, well, that's good. Now, loaf of bread. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I get it. Thank you, sir. Thank you, guys. All right. So, the small category notes over there, I know they've been loaded in the ATM machines, but the ATM machines have not gone live yet, have they, or not?
They're not going to go live until it actually happens. Yep.
Happens. Okay. I just want to make sure. And as far as the rate, $3 and something over there that they showed them. Now, when it comes out over here, will it be higher? Or that's what it's going to be in the market when it hits CBI and it hits here?
When it hits CBI, Forex, it should be the exact same thing they have. 337,
okay,
whatever it comes out at. Has nothing to do with what's going to happen when we go to the bank, though.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, those were my questions. Everything else has been answered. And, man, you guys did a great job today with the information. I didn't have to push or pry or anything. Isn't that something?
Why are you talking, dude? Mm-hmm. All right. Bye.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
Okay,
bye.
Take care.
All right. You
bye.
Too. Bye.
208 area code. You are on.
Yeah, hi, Tony. Hi, Bray. Let me ask you this.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I can't hear you. Is he talking?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. When we go in to see the people, I've heard different numbers. Some people say we can get 7,000 in cash. Some say 10. Do you know the amount?
The last amount we were told, because of the number of people, the amount is going to be $7,000. But ask for what you want, because there's exceptions to every rule. But they were saying $7,000.
Thank you, guys. All right, have a great day. Enjoy the rest of the show.
All right. Thank you, sir.
972, Erico, you're on.
Hello, Danny. Dallas.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, how you doing, man? What was Walt trying to say
I'm
about
all right.
you, Danny?
I'm pretty excited about what you've been saying. I need to get away from the work noise over here to have a conversation. My goodness, Tony, that's remarkable, and I know it's contingent on several things that we have yet to examine. You're not even sure that you're supposed to be telling us that, unless you got notification it's okay. What's the status on that?
I did not.
Well,
I'm gonna hear about it, but you know what? They didn't specifically say, don't say this, because normally they do. They didn't say it, so maybe I can get away with it. But anyway.
Well, you're not in uncomfortable territory for you at this point, so we'll enjoy that together. Last time you visited on Monday, I guess it was, you indicated that there may be some information having to do with the dong being as high as 15. Is that just a rumor, or is that something you have some verification on?
I got it from the bank.
That makes it fairly credible then. All right, I'm still working on my lack of Tex-Mex that I'm prepared to operate within when I go and let them examine my demeanor.
Let me clarify this, guys. Well,
yes.
I got that from the bank. I got $6, $8, $10, $12, and $15 from the bank. Somebody has been offered every one of those rates so far that I know of, been offered to sign a contract for, with the exception of the 15. But every other rate, I know somebody was offered at the bank.
Okay. Well, that's pretty jazzy news. I told you I had, I think it was 33 quotes from Tony. And I'll go ahead and put this on that list. It'll be number 34, Tony Sayings. So you're in good company there with that stuff. I may have to publish that after the fact. Yeah, we'll see if it merits that in the future. All right, I think that's all I'm excited about. I'm going to possibly start selecting some opportunities that not work-related. Right now I'm trying to brace up a wall in an old farmhouse and got some challenges here. So I may start examining some of those more relaxed situations here, giving some serious thought. So thanks for all you do for the family. And I know that you wouldn't let me go unless there was something you wanted to say negative about Texas. So I'll just kind of sit here and wait.
I'm going to let that go. What I was hoping, though, when you say think of something relaxed, you would start thinking about what cigars and scotch you're going to have.
Okay. I don't do cigars. And scotch is I tell you what, I can buy a six-pack of beer, and it'll sit in my refrigerator for 2 years. I don't enjoy that much. But, hey, party, huh?
No, you got to understand something.
Yes.
That was your old life. After Denar would be your new life. Okay.
Well, I'm still married to the old wife. How's that?
Oh, okay then. All right.
Okay. Thank you, fellas.
All
right. See you later.
Bye, sir. Take care. 419 area code, you're on.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Okay.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Oh, good. I was hearing all this talk and reading about the Lord Denounce being dropped, but I haven't seen anything in an article about it or any news about it. So what can you guys tell me about that? What's going on with that? The Lord Denounce.
I can't tell you anything because there's no Lord Denounce out that I know of. I know they're at the bank where they've been sitting for over a year. They were supposed to come out last year this time. I know they had them in the ATMs ready to go. I don't know not one person that has one in their pocket walking around showing it to everybody.
So is that something we're also waiting for too or no?
It's not going to happen until the RV happens. They're not going to be released. They're not going to be released days before, weeks before, actually letting everybody know this is getting ready to happen. Just think about it, because these idiots always tell y'all that. If you knew right now, today, and it's Wednesday, that $5 was going to be worth $500 on Monday, would you spend that $5?
Mm-hmm. That makes
no
sense.
You wouldn't. And no right. other money. And what country could go around for 5 days without anybody spending a dollar? Who can survive that? Nobody. and they're not going to do that because it doesn't make any sense. Okay.
And are you hyping us up? They told you that it's going to be by Christmas, or that this is what they told you, and you just telling us that?
Am what? I? Look, they didn't tell. Well, yes. Actually, the Treasury told the banks that this would be done before Christmas, so that was
okay.
On their own. My guys in Iraq just told me that the marketplace had to have all their prices changed by this date. They gave them a date and said have them all completed by this date or we're going to put you out of business. Now,
I hope
then that
really,
date changed.
Wait a minute. Did he just ask us what we just telling folks that? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I was wondering.
Man, get out of here. 754, you're on.
Good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray, from cold and sunny Florida. Couple of questions, Tony. Yeah, we're down to like the 50s now, which is cold for here. Couple of questions. Having spent 20 years in the brokerage business, I know banks cannot close 2 days in a row during a business week. So my question is, with the pandemic, if the certain states or counties, especially in your state, Tony, where they say it's the worst in the country, though you're one of three that are the worst, and we are in the top three. Since banks are not allowed to close except on a business holiday, that shouldn't affect our ability to go in. Am I correct?
It will affect everybody's ability to just walk in banks, but you can still go in banks with scheduled appointments, and they will have
the right precautions
in place. Okay?
Okay. Okay. My next question is, earlier in the call, you mentioned about Kurdistan, that Kurdistan was told that they had to change their rates or their businesses would be shut down. But a few minutes ago, you said Iraq. So are we talking the entire country now, or was Kurdistan just a reference for you?
No, we're talking Kurdistan, because what I also said is they said they're waiting for the rest of the country to catch up with them.
Okay. All right.
They have put out
a
rate. They have put out guidelines. They're waiting for everybody else to do the same thing.
All right. And I've been reading and I've heard about these bonds that Iraq is going to put out that will make them one-to-one with the U.S. dollar. Does that have anything to do with this information that you received today?
No. They said that 3 days ago. They're going to do $35 billion in bonds, and they were going to fix the exchange rate so nobody would lose money. But they said they were going to do that. I forgot effective when, or they wanted to do it immediately, maybe even started doing it, which I said, how are they going to do that without the fixed exchange rate? But they are going to do it, so everything is coming together.
Okay. And my final question is, you said we would see this before Christmas. Since I'm of the Jewish faith and Hanukkah starts on the 10th and goes for 8 days, is there a chance that we could see this during Hanukkah so that we can give the 8 gifts to family, one gift a night, or are we looking more towards Christmas?
No. First of all, there's absolutely a chance we could see it tomorrow.
Okay.
There is a chance it could happen tomorrow. Friday looks better than tomorrow, but it could happen tomorrow. So from that point on, it will definitely happen way before our Christmas, according to the date that they gave them to have their prices changed. So No, we're not waiting for Christmas. It said before Christmas. The if you want to go in depth even more, the Electoral College is voting on the 14th. So if that's final, but I still didn't get a date when Congress is supposed to go on vacation, because it should be before that date. Everything is happening right in the same week, 2 week period of time. So it all meshes together, actually. It's perfect timing for everything to come to a conclusion.
Yeah, it is. Oh, and one final thing. Back to Danny and the beer. For 8 years, my husband's been drinking 2 glasses of wine a night, practicing for when this happens. So let's let this happen so he can finish his practice and get on to the real party.
That's right, because Danny will go up to Scott.
Okay, no, he's been doing the scotch and the vodka too.
Okay. All right.
Thank you both. And this has been a great call. And like I said, Fridays is my Mahjong day, so I rely on the men to give me my intel. And have a great rest of the week. And thank you again.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
610, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. And this is going to be the longer version today. It is another Dynamite Day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. It's a new month. It's a new day. And that means, ladies and gentlemen, there is a new bill that needs to be paid. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to the new address, which is $TNTDonate. And when you're typing that in, please remember to capitalize the entire thing, $TNTDonate. And your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV. So we can get all that banking information. And I'd like to remind everyone that I am not getting paid to ask for these donations. I ask for these donations of my own volition and my own free will. And always remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal. KYW, know your worth. And Vegas, 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 and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Welcome,
thank
Ray.
You, sir. Appreciate it.
Okay. You're welcome, Tony.
Let's see, 916 area code, you were on. Okay. You hung up for some reason. 425 area code, you're on.
Yes, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Clear.
I'm an 8-year listener. I'm a first-time caller. 66 years in Seattle and 9 years in Austin, Texas. The sun shines more so here. My question is, are you still advising us to prioritize that we hold Zim when making our appointment via the 800 numbers, and that in doing so, that will assist us in the best position at our exchange?
Yes. Tell them, I want you to tell them every currency you have. I want you to be honest, tell them how much you have, so they can send you to the right person at the right location. That's
okay,
how they determine
fabulous.
Who you should go to. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. And also, I'm a client of Wells Fargo only because after 45 years of banking with Bank of America, I heard on your call years ago that the foundation bank for this event was going to be Wells Fargo, and I immediately went to my Bank of America and severed all ties, and since then I have been a Wells Fargo client. So we're still advised to mention that also in the 800 call, correct?
Well, they're going to ask you supposedly where you want to go, and you can tell them. But listen, let me tell you something, because I was going to say Wells Fargo should pay me for that, but Bank of America
yes,
might get mad for that. But anyway, listen, Bank of America was the foundation bank. Citibank was the foundation bank. Who else is there? Bank of America, Citibank, Chase. They all had a shot at doing this. Citibank when it first started. No bank would accept anybody and everybody except Wells Fargo, and it took so long to do it, the other banks got frustrated and wanted to get out and said they're only going to do it dealing with their clients. So I can tell you years ago when I was telling people this guy got paid $800 million, this guy got paid this, that, when they were actually getting paid, it was at Bank of America. They were actually paying their people and moving their money. So I don't want anybody to quit a bank or go sign up for a bank for one reason or the other, because they're all going to do it. My understanding is that Wells Fargo, HBSC are probably the only ones right now that are saying they're going to do the Zim. I'm not saying they're almost going to do it, but they're only ones right now who have representatives saying they're going to do it. Okay?
Okay, fabulous. Well, I'm going to close to say that both of you literally have advanced my money and my banking intelligence in these last 8 years to the point that I barely recognize myself. And I am beyond prepared and excited for this appointment. I'm going to knock their socks off with my negotiation skills. I'm a 75-year-old woman who's not growing old. I'm growing young. And I'm not going to create a family estate. I'm going to create a generational legacy. And I couldn't have done this without the both of you and your help. So I just wanted to say my appreciation. And, Ray, how do I put my hand down? Because I want to listen to the rest of this call on the Internet.
I don't know. The same way you put it up. But don't worry, though. When I mute your line, you can just stay on and listen.
Okay, fabulous. Thank you again, gentlemen. And onward we go.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hold on a minute, Ray, before you go to the next one, because I want to say something that she just said. I sent you guys out the article on Vanderbilt, and I hope that you guys actually read it if you have not. It is so crucial to the day you go in and do your exchange. It's not about your exchange. It's about the beginning of the rest of your life and your family. I've been telling you guys for years that I'm not exchanging money. I am creating a legacy. That's what I'm doing. I can go do a money exchange that will absolutely last me the rest of my life, but it's not my life I'm concerned with. It's the next 10 generations. And I tell you, that's what I look for, next 10 generations. Vanderbilts were the richest people in the world, not the U.S., not Forbes 500, not in your cities, in the entire world. They went broke. If you read the article, they had 240 members show up for the family in less than five generations, and not one of them was a millionaire. One. That's five generations, guys. That didn't take no time at all. Five generations. You know how fast you create five generations? And they're broke already? Not because they didn't have enough money, but because you didn't tell them what to do with it. Because you didn't give them guidance, support. You got to realize there's two things. Two people with money who have absolute problems. Right? Those who are born with money and those who are just given money. Because they have no idea what to do with it. They think it's raindrops falling from the clouds, just fell out the sky, and that it will continue to do that, if not every day, every time they go broke. Well, it'll fall out the sky again. So you can create your legacy and give it away, or create your legacy money and teach people how to do the same, the right thing to do with it. Make it grow forever, because this is our only opportunity. I'm telling you, they're not going to give us another chance like this. Not 10 million people, 20 million people. So do the right thing. Read that. See exactly what happened. It starts off right because you're still here and they're just taking over from you. But generation 3, 4, 5 don't have a clue. Or when you just give your kids money next week, next month, and you're giving them $100,000, $500,000, whatever, don't mean nothing to them. It means go blow this because I'm going to give you some more, because you're not teaching them what to do with it. Or Ray might say you're not giving it to them in the right way. But guys, it's all about the legacy. It's all about the education. It's all about, all I'm doing with this money is planting a seed for you to grow your family, not for you to run back and get more. But you got to say that in the beginning when you're giving it to them. All right, Ray, let's go to the next one. Sorry. I know you guys get tired of me preaching, but I just want you to do the right thing. All right, go ahead.
507, you're on.
Hello.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. A little over a year ago, I filed a Chapter 13 to be able to keep my house. And I was wondering how the RV may affect that, because my intentions are to pay them off completely. But in what stages, or did I just do it in one lump sum?
I don't know. You got to talk to your bankruptcy attorney on how to do it. But I'm sure they're going to say if you got the money, pay it. But still talk to your attorney.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
707, Erico, you're on.
Good morning. Thank you.
Hey, good morning.
My questions have been answered, but I just wanted to make a nice comment. I agree with the lady that called and said that she's been with you for 8 years. I've been there approximately that long, and I wanted to just reiterate that I feel like you have given me a PhD in world finance and economy. So I really appreciate these calls and the association I've had with you, no matter how limited. So you've really been great to me.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. That's what we're here for. Try to help everybody get the most they can out of this. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, sir. 731, Erico, you're on.
Good afternoon. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to let you know I went into Regions Bank yesterday, but I've checked with them every once in a while because they quit selling the dong altogether about 2.5-3 months ago.
Okay.
They now have it available.
How much did you get?
I got $20 million.
Amen. Well, that's a good thing.
So I just thought people might want to know that if you need to get some and you can get to Regions Bank, they do have it.
All right,
and I ordered it yesterday and had it. Well, I'm sorry, I ordered it the day before yesterday and had it last night.
Great.
All right. That's
great.
Real.
Thank you, sir.
I wish I had a Regions Bank here.
Okay, take care.
All right, talk to you later.
Alrighty. 352, Erico, you're on. Erico, you're on.
You see how much of numbers?
Yeah, all right, we're done.
Yeah, it's okay. All right, guys. Everybody else is just on the listen part. Are their hands up?
It's time to go anyway.
All right, guys. It's a good day. Good information out there for us. The banks are still sitting there. They're waiting. They're still working till 11 at night. They're still being told any minute, any time. Some are being told the next 5 to 7 days. Some are being told we should see this by Friday, Saturday. Iraq is telling their people the new rate, it's done. They're telling them, giving them actual dates to have their prices change in the market. So we are definitely on the move. We don't know when, but it's coming to an end. Here in the U.S., things are looking good. Maybe they want to do it with the stimulus package. Somebody did give me December 14th is Electoral College vote. December 19th is when Congress is supposed to go on vacation. And I will tell you guys with that, all of those are in the same time frame as they're telling them that the market must be changed. So all that's good. It's all good before Christmas, and it could be any time sooner, which I'm looking forward to. So do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. If something happens, we'll tweet it out. Ray, put it in the form, and we'll do another call if you have to. But enjoy your day and be super fantastic while you're doing. All right, Ray.
All right, that's it for this Hump Day Wednesday. We'll talk to you guys on Friday.
This keeps me going. Those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Make it through it. Oh.
move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made.
Is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday.